Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then, behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they couldn't find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed, through the tiling into the mirrors before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today."
Glory be to God forever. Thank you. Thank you.